G'day, Robbo. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. I wanted to talk weights today because weights, I think, particularly if you're not in your mid-20s and built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, can be a bit scary for people. But I guess they don't need to be because it's all about just getting the right fit for where you're at, isn't it?
Oh, that's exactly right. So everyone starts somewhere, and it doesn't matter what level you are, you're always going to benefit from any sort of resistance training. And the goal doesn't have to be that you want to get big or massive or huge or anything. It's, as far as the benefits go for resistance training, like bone density, things like that, as we age, become so important. And resistance training is one of the best ways to go about that.
Really? So I think that it surprised a lot of people, the fact that as they get older, actually, weights of some description is actually really good for them.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, the benefits are huge, really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also, get rid of my bingo wings, So,
yep.
Yeah, I better get working on them, that's for sure. So how do you marry up, like, the weight to the person? Is there a particular, theory you use or sort of routine you use to make sure you get the right weights?
Oh, look, really, it's just finding out where you are and just having some form of progression from there. So at the end of the day, you might start, wherever you start, it's just finding a progression to go on with. And that's the thing with weights too, is that it's a very trackable progression too. Well, if you're playing things like basketball, mate, it's really hard to find out if you are getting better or improving. With weights, if you couldn't lift it before, you can now. You've improved.
Yeah.
And that's another big benefit of resistance training.
It's interesting, with particularly with building up muscles and bulk, I've seen over the years at times, I guess there are some sports that it's not necessarily the best thing. And I'm thinking about a lot of golfers who end up having sort of trouble with their backs and stuff because of the swing, because they're almost too big.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Strength in the areas, as you say, your back and that, it's a really good injury prevention. So obviously a stronger back is going to be a healthier back. And that comes in like any aspect of life. If you're sitting at a desk all day or whatever, a stronger back really, or stronger muscles are safer muscles really.
Yeah. So if the average Joe Soap who wants to get fitter and come in, what are the most popular areas of the gym that they tend to at least ask about or gravitate towards?
Oh, look, everyone always asks for shoulders, arms and abs, but any, we'll call them beach muscles, any muscles you can see. But realistically, strong legs, strong backs, it's just, it improves things like posture. It's just, it's so important, really.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I always say I've still got a six-pack, but unfortunately it's well packaged around, with everything else. A protective layer, let's put it that way. So.
Exactly. Bit of insulation, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
And is it important that, if you are, say, doing weights and you find the right ones for you, that you do them regularly, that, you're not sort of 3 days on, 2 days off or whatever?
Oh, look, absolutely. Just even a lot of people go with 3 days a week or 2 days a week. As long as you're consistent with it, you'll see results. Like, it doesn't have to be a 6 day a week or a 7 day a week thing. You need to recover. You need to rest. So look, 2-3 days a week gets you a lot of benefits, and you'll see a lot of progression with that.
So with FebFit, a lot of us are trying to. I'm doing certainly more walking, back up to averaging about 7,000 steps a day, which I'm pretty happy with actually. 5Ks or thereabouts. So that's good. So you still can't beat the good old walking in that as well. That's obviously an integral part of it.
Oh, exactly. It all ties in. So a bit of cardio, a bit of strength, it all ties in. It's very, we'll say, harmonious in the way that it works.
Even though we're well into February now, certainly not too late to start. I guess that's the thing. Any time is a good time to start. Even though we've focused on February, any time's a good time to get going on it.
No, exactly right. It's never too late to start.
Yeah, and a good time to get a little bit ahead as well, because obviously we're going to be heading into colder months, and that's where the motivation really can be tested at times, can't it, Brad?
Exactly right. Everyone sort of thinks about that September, October time. Yep, right now, let's start.
Yes,
but look,
indeed.
If you start, the earlier you start, the easier it is.
Fantastic. Mate, always good to catch up with you, and Jono will do so again next week on the Sideline View. Thanks for that. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Perfect. Thanks, Robbo.